This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
This is Brightside Home Theater.
Hey, home theater nerds, welcome to the Brightside Home Theater Podcast, the podcast that's all about the sights, the sounds, the scenes. And this week, we're going to continue our October with another not-so-spooky movie, but a great horror movie nonetheless. Nonetheless, easy for me to say. Psycho in 4K. And this one's fun. I didn't expect this one to be as much fun, just like I said last week with Bram Stoker's Dracula. That doesn't mean I wasn't looking forward to it, but it turned out to be even more fun than I expected. So before that, let's get to a quick pleasantries. Thank you very much to all my Patreon supporters. Thank you to everybody supporting me on Twitter. All the links are in the show notes. If you'd like to support the podcast, you can check out the links in the show notes. I talk more about all that stuff on Tuesdays when the listeners take over. But you can support the podcast monetarily through patreon.com/brightsidehometheater. Or you can check out and get some merchandise at tpublic.com. You could support that way. Just search Brightside Home Theater. This is sweatshirts, t-shirts. Or you could support the podcast just by following me on Twitter or leaving comments and subscribing on YouTube. And I talk about all that on Tuesdays. And thank you to everybody that's helping me out one way or the other. That's what makes this community so great. Thank you. All right, let's get to this. Psycho in 4K. Unbelievable. And why it's unbelievable is what I wasn't expecting was how much fun it was going to be to go back and forth between the 4K version and the latest 1080p version that comes with the 4K disc. And this is going to be an exercise in educating HDR, educating friends, family members on how important HDR is. It has nothing to do with the 4K. Unfortunately, most of the time, the only way we can get HDR is on the 4K discs. But when you take a movie like this and you eliminate the color, which this movie never had, and you just get down to the foundation, like I've said on this podcast in the past, the foundation of our picture is the black and the white. It's the grays. And then we lay color over that, even if, you know, color movies, whatever. What we're going to go through here, not all the scenes. There are some great sound scenes. I'll get to that in a second. But the picture in this movie in the 4K is so much more dynamic. It is so much more lifelike, natural, as opposed to the 1080p. It's, like I said, I'm going to say many times in this podcast, I'll say it at the end of the podcast, I recommend owning both. I would say as a home theater fan, and if you're listening to this podcast, you are a home theater fan, and you also probably like to show off your theater. The bunch of scenes in here, lots of boxes of popcorn are going to be given out in this podcast because of the HDR. And what you're going to be able to do on some of these scenes is show people on a properly calibrated system. You're going to be able to say, see the difference? This is what HDR can do. And that's what this disc does. I highly, highly recommend this disc. Highly recommend this movie, obviously. Alfred Hitchcock, Psycho. It just doesn't get much better. It's, you know, it's part of the lexicon. Everybody, if you own a home theater, you have to own this movie. I'm recommending you own it twice so that you can see the difference. Most of you guys already know the difference. But now you're going to be able to clear cut, be able to point this out. Look at the difference right here. You can see this one goes clearly jumps from black to white. And where are all those beautiful grays that you get in the middle? We're going to go over that in a bunch of these scenes. The sound, Psycho in DTS:X. It's fantastic. The dialogue, crystal clear, always locked dead center. But I loved that. you'd have a character on the left side of the screen, a character on the right side of the screen, but the dialogue was right there. There's no moving back and forth. This is the 60s. There was no moving the voices across the screen and back and forth. It was right there. But that doesn't mean there aren't some great opportunities for pans in this. There's some overhead use in this movie with the DTS:X. Very nicely done. Not overly like dramatic, like, oh man, they ruined Psycho, because I don't think they had overhead speakers back in 1960. It doesn't ruin it at all. Just creates a nice ambient effect. Just a fantastic mix. Very responsibly done. Is that a right way to put it? Is that the right way to put it? Responsibly done? DTS:X for a movie from 1960. I mean, come on. Fantastic. So, all right. Without further ado, let's get that popcorn popping. Let's get to this first scene where we always start. And we'll start with the opening. One of these times I'm going to jump to the middle. We'll start with the opening. And it's a typical 1960s opening credits. Took almost 2 minutes. But, it was nice. It's nice and calm score over as we get to Phoenix, Arizona. But before we get to Phoenix, Arizona, we had that high-pitched score for, like I said, almost 2 minutes the entire time. And you had that, that iconic score just playing over and over and in your room, in DTS:X, just grating on you for 2 minutes. Then we come into Phoenix, Arizona. Nice, calm, setting you up for what's about to come, like really raising your awareness the entire opening, where all you're doing is watching those bars slide across, the all of the credits slide across, and you're just then all of a sudden nice and calm. So you're like, oh, okay, what's going to happen? Just bringing you up and bringing you right back down. But the black levels, when we do get to Arizona, black levels, really nice. Lots of detail in the shadows. Then we get into the hotel room. The detail in the hair texture, decent grain. It right away, I noticed a difference, but it wasn't until I got further into the movie where I was like, I've got to go back and forth. So it was like, it just looks so nice, so smooth, consistent, real nice feel of an old-time movie, but it probably had never looked this good. I don't think it looked this good in 1960, and I definitely know it didn't look this good on the Blu-ray, because when you go back to that, you'll see the difference. And we get into more of that, because as we went on, I was like, I got curious. What's it going to be like? All right, let's jump ahead to 11 minutes and 20 seconds, Stack of Cash. Check out the detail in this shot. A lot of these scenes that we're going to go over, you can freeze frame, but the nice crisp bills, the texture on the bedspread, the wrinkles in the paper, in the envelope, the rubber band, everything that you saw in this, that you see in this scene, you can almost make out, actually, you can make out the serial numbers on the bill, on the top bill. It looks fantastic. But it's also the grays that you get in this that you don't get in the 1080p. Like in the bedspread, you see it goes from, there are more grays in there. Instead of just being a dark shadow and then going to a lighter shade, there's a nice sense of gradation there of grays in the middle. But the detail there, the texture of the paper almost, of the envelope, you can feel. It really, really jumped out at me, because you have so many different textures here. You have the bedspread, you have the bills inside the envelope that you can see, and then you have the texture of the envelope itself and all of that taking up this giant screen. It just looked fantastic, and that's why I got to stamp this. So definitely check that one out, but we're going to get into some more, some much better scenes, but let's keep it moving, and we'll move on to 13 minutes and 30 seconds, moving score. And this is where Marion sees her boss on the street and panics. This is where she starts imagining things and everything. But the score on this scene comes right off the screen. I think this is like the first time in the movie that here we go. The score comes off the screen into the room, moves overhead, and then goes back and forth from left to right, right to left, back and forth, while she almost like she's going whoa, whoa. But the sound just fills the room. Really, really cool. Really nice. I really enjoyed that one. So let's move up to very, very slight movement up to 14 minutes and 50 seconds. I called this one Breeze. And it gets two boxes of popcorn, and this is for sound. And this is one that you're probably going to have to listen to at reference level. So in this scene here, Marion's asleep on the side of the road, and a cop comes up to check on her. But listen to the breeze, but not to the breeze that's locked onto the center screen, all right? It's the breeze. There's actually a low hum, almost as if like the breeze is going right past like a microphone, like you could hear it like a, and it the low hum of it actually was like, it felt like it was up above me in my room. It blew me away. I'm like, this is the DTSX acting here. This is the nice low bass that you're going to get with DTSX. But it was super subtle. It's not really, I doubt you would even hear it if you're not listening at reference level. Even if you're at like a minus 10 and you're using like the Odyssey EQ to bump that up, I doubt it would be there. But it was just super subtle, but it was just there. And you could, it was a like a heavy, bassy, like breeze, but super subtle. Really cool. I went over it a couple times, make sure it wasn't something else going on in my house. Cause like I said, it's really subtle and it's like, but in a dead quiet room, and you hear the breeze, the normal going on at the front of your room, the higher pitch noises, sounds, but that really, and it was on the left as well. If I remember right, it felt like it was hovering in my room over my head to the left side of the room. But it was a really low, bassy breeze. And that's why I gave it two boxes of popcorn. Really nice detail there that hopefully you can hear that. Hopefully you can check that out. All right, let's move along to 23 minutes and 40 seconds driving. And I'm giving this one three boxes of popcorn because this is one of my favorite of the movie. I'm probably going to be saying that a lot. This is where Marion, she's just traded in her car and she's driving, okay? But there's two things here. There's a little thing with the sound that we'll get to in a second. But the most important thing is on the 4K version here, the difference as the time passes, the difference in tone inside the car is so much more dramatic on the 4K than compared to the 1080p. It's like, check out as the time passes, the lighting in the car, how it changes. The lighting on her face, she's always highlighted, but the lighting around her is changing as she goes through. And on YouTube, I'll have like five examples that you'll be able to scroll through and see. But it was really, really evident. Never looked this good compared to the 1080p, the 4K with the HDR really brought out the grays, all the nice gradation that you can get as this scene plays out. It's about 2 or 3 minutes long, but they keep panning away. They keep the scene goes to like her driving down the road. They'll show the cars on the road. Then they'll go back to her face, and time has shifted. And the sun is at a different angle. The lighting is different in the car. It's now you have headlights behind her at the end of the scene, but just check out the difference in lighting. And it reminded me a lot of Monet, and he used to paint scenes. He used to paint the exact same painting at different times of the day to get the different lighting. And there was one, I remember Haystacks, and then there was one with a church or a cathedral. And that one I really liked. I can't remember the name of the church or the cathedral, but that one I really liked because it was architecture. So you had the whole front of the church and all these different details. They would be lit differently throughout the day depending on where the sun was. Haystacks was the same way, just not as many details. But in this case, there's a ton of details. Check out the steering wheel. At the beginning, there's nice detail. There's a highlight to it. But towards the end of it, the steering wheel, or towards the middle, the steering wheel goes to like a deep, deep black. But then her shirt is getting a darker, darker gray. Her face, like I said, is still getting well lit, of course, because she's in the movie. They're going to light the character, the actress. But then the lighting behind her in the back window, the headlights coming at her at the different times of the day, because at dusk, the headlights aren't as bright. But then at nighttime, as the scene winds down, the headlights are going to be really bright, and that contrast is there. But the grays that go throughout, the grays of her face, we're going to be talking about that again later, too. The grays of the character's face, where you get to a nice gradation across the screen, as opposed to the 1080p, you're just going to get more blacks and more whites, and there's not as much in between. And it looks good. It's a higher contrast. It looked good. You didn't know any better. But now with this 4K version, with the HDR, it really shows the difference. And this is one of those scenes that if you went back and forth between the two, the 1080p and the 4K, that is, you're really going to be able to see the difference. And a bunch of details are going to pop out. Things are going to look softer, more natural. Her face is going to look more natural. And again, we're going to get into a bunch more scenes like this. But I really love this scene. 23 minutes, 40 seconds, driving, 3 boxes of popcorn. And like I said, there's sound too, because as she's driving, check out the cool pans going back and forth as cars pass her. And you'll see a car come up from behind and it'll pass by on the right or it'll pass by on the left. 1960 pans. Gotta love that. All right, let's move along to 26 minutes and 40 seconds. Rain on roof. 2 boxes of popcorn and a red triangle pointing up, because it's a 1960 movie, but we've got rain coming down on the ceiling of our theaters because the storm gets going as Marion's approaching the Bates Motel. Heavy rain, and you can hear the rain hitting the roof overhead. Just awesome. Awesome. I was not expecting that, and I was blown away. It's crazy. So check out also, as this scene plays out, because she pulls up to the Bates Motel, she gets out, she goes into the office, but listen to the rain, how it changes. On this version, it sounds fantastic. On the 1080p, which is just a 5.1 mix, I can't remember if it's DTS or Dolby, sorry. But the change in sound, it isn't as dramatic. It's barely there. And they go into the office. It's not as pronounced. The sound on this, the DTSX mix, is way more dynamic throughout the movie. And we're going to get into a scene, that iconic scene, but there's a big difference in this one particular part. But in this right here, the rain on the roof, way more detail in it. In the next scene that we're going to talk about, way more detail as well. But this scene in particular, the sounds all sound different. Like when they go inside the office, the sound sounds different. Rain hitting the roof inside of there is going to sound different than rain hitting the roof on a car. If you're standing outside in the rain's going to, everything's going to sound different. In the hotel room, it sounds different than it did in the office. It's just way more accurate, way more natural, very, very nicely done, really pulling you into the movie. And not having experienced the 1080p, you probably wouldn't know much of a difference. You just think, this sounds really nice. But listen to the 1080p version, and you'll see that it's just not as dynamic. And it's nice, but now that you have the DTS:X cut, you're going to see the difference. You're going to hear the difference. And it's fantastic. They did such a good job. All right, moving on to this next scene, only less than a minute later, at 27:35, wipers, 3 boxes of popcorn. This is just awesome. And this isn't it's on the 1080p. It's there. But you have to know what you're listening for on the 1080p. On the DTS:X, it's way more evident, way more accurate. And this is where Marion, she's gotten out of her car. She's gone into the office. She can't find Norman. She doesn't know Norman yet. But Norman, she's looking for somebody to help her. She wants a hotel room. And she makes her way. It's still raining really hard. Like I said before, we're getting that accurate rain overhead and all around us. The storm is raging. But as she's walking around and looking, listen to the wipers on the car. And she steps out of the office and she walks down the front, you know, farmer's porch area, the walkway at the front of the hotel. And she looks up at the house. And as she's looking up to the house, listen to the right side rear of your room. And in all of the sounds of the rain, of everything that we were paying attention to from the last scene that I just talked about, you can hear the windshield wipers going on high speed. Not just chook, 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 chook. You can hear them going chook, 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 chook. Because it's raging. It's downpouring. And you can hear those wipers next to you, slightly behind you, right where they are in relationship to her on the screen. So she's on the screen. She's kind of center right. And she's looking off to the left to the house. And there are those wipers going. And I went to the 1080p. And yes, they are there. But they're not located nearly as nicely in the room. And not nearly as pronounced. So it just brought out and almost like located even nicer to the right rear of the room. And it's not to the speaker itself. It actually was behind my speaker. So it's the multiple speakers are helping give you a location for this sound. And it felt and sounded fantastic. And again, 1960s movie. And look at these details. They're pulling out for us. And I say us because it's for us, the home theater nerds. All right, I'm so excited. All right, next up at 28 minutes even, this is called Windswept Rain. It gets one box of popcorn. Check out the depth of field here. And this is where we're looking up at the Bates Motel, and we have really beautiful inky blacks, nice highlights coming from the windows. But this is one of those scenes that another one of those scenes, I should say, where the HDR just really shines, because on the 1080p version, it looks nice and you see the hotel, but you have nice deep inky blacks. You see the highlights and you see some highlights and details in there. But then in the 4K version, the grays and the mist being blown across the screen, it's almost 3D like. Because you get all those nice grays and you get a nice gradation between your deep inky blacks and your highlights in the scene. It just fantastic how this is another one to go back and forth between. And again, that's what HDR is. It's not that it can do deep blacks and it can do bright lights. It can do everything, or it can do more in between. And that's the range. You're doing the full range. Whereas in standard def, you want complete blackness. Yeah, you can shut everything off. Or you want really bright, you can have really bright. My projector is calibrated for both HDR and SDR. And it's two different settings. So when I put in an SDR movie, I hit a setting and I know that that's the right image. On my HDR, same thing. And they've been professionally calibrated, so I know I'm getting exactly what was intended from the disc, or what is on the disc, right? So here we go. That's the difference. And you can get, it's the same projector putting out the same brightness. Now on an OLED, you're going to get even more detail and you're going to get more grays. Because you have a finer detail on an OLED. You can get that black and white and get all the detail even closer together. Projector, we're dealing with, it's a bigger image, so I can debate you on that, whether it's better or not. But it's a bigger screen. But on an OLED, it's all those details are in the grays. That's where that is. And then this scene here, same thing. Check out that depth of field that you really get looking up at the Bates Motel, that you just don't get on the 1080p. All right. Next up, at just 10 seconds later, at 28 minutes and 10 seconds, we get engine off and it gets one box of popcorn. This is no District 9 engine shutting off, but it's really cool from a movie from 1960. But before that, listen to how far this scene changes from looking at the house being right beside the car, and when looking at the house, the engine, okay, so you're listening to the whole thing. So if you're listening to this podcast and you're watching the movie or pulling up these scenes, back it up a little bit, pay attention to the car that's running, and then right at like the 2810 mark, when you were looking at the house, the engine sound is on the right side of the car. And then when you're looking at Marion, the engine sound is centered. Okay, so Marion is in the car and she's beeping and waiting for Norman to come down. But then at exactly 2810, Norman comes around the corner and she sees him, and you can hear that engine shut off. And again, it's not a big bass rumble like we got in District 9, but it's a detail. And much like that hum of that wind, it's like you might not even have noticed that engine running the entire time. If you listen now, listening to me talk about it, you'll go back and you'll be like, okay, there it is there, there it is there. But then all of a sudden, Norman comes around and you can hear just go, and it goes away. And it was just really cool. Little details like that that are way more pronounced in the, you know, with the DTS:X. Really, really cool. And that's why I gave it one box of popcorn. All right, let's move along to, we're going to jump more than 10 seconds ahead here. Move along to 34 minutes and 13 seconds, Reflection, and this one gets two boxes of popcorn. Just a beautifully, beautifully lit scene. Norman has come down after Marion heard Mom yelling at him. But this scene, they're standing out in front. He's brought down some dinner for her, and they're talking to each other. And Marion's on the right, Norman's on the left. Again, the sound, all the dialogue coming dead center in the middle of the screen. But gorgeous inky blacks, crisp highlights, and all those gorgeous grays, right, you know, throughout the scene, giving that scene, again, giving it that nice scent, that black and white 3D look, if you can call it that. But check out how nice Norman's reflection looks in the window. It's very, very eerie. And it, again, going back to the 1080p, it just doesn't look as nice because we don't get the nice gradation of grays that you get here in the HDR. And it's almost like there's another person back there. It just looks so much more natural and lifelike compared to the 1080p. And it's, I mean, again, obviously we know this scene is not an accident. That reflection is not an accident. Norman, looks like two people are talking to Marion, and I don't think Hitchcock did that by accident. So, all right, let's move along to 44 minutes and 5 seconds, Door Close. And this is right after that great conversation between Marion and Norman that I could probably do an entirely different podcast on, you know, dual personalities, Telltale Heart, Dark Side versus Light Side. And that's kind of both of them, really. And that's why I said I could do a whole other podcast on that. Anyway, after Norman checks the sign-in log and sees that Marion Crane, because she's just given her name as Marion Crane to him, and she signed in as Marie Samuels, he turns to walk back into the back office, and he closes the door behind him, and yep, the door sound closing is accurately placed to the left side of the screen. Just absolutely fantastic. You know how much I love that stuff. One of my favorites. I it's just so much fun. So much fun. All right. All right. Even more fun. Here we go. Let's move along to 45 minutes and 46 seconds. Another door. And this time it's at the back of the room. Norman goes into his house and closes the door behind him. And you see him come into the house and you see him open the door, and the sound of the door and him coming in, very pronounced, as it should be, at the front of the room. You see him come in, and then we see Norman's back and you hear the softer sound of the door closing behind you. behind you. This is a movie from 1960, and I had to watch the scene like three or four times to actually like, oh, they did it. They did it. Because not only is it behind you, but it's accurate. Like the level of sound or the volume of sound is appropriate to your ears are pointed in the other direction. The sound's behind you. So it's further away, whatever you want to call it, but it's very soft, but it is behind you. Really, really cool. All right. All right. Let's move along. Move along to 47 minutes and 13 seconds. And this is getting two boxes of popcorn because this is a big improvement. So it's called Showerhead, and it's at exactly 47:13. Like I said, right after Marion turns on the shower, we get a quick blast of the shower right into our face. So the camera goes right into the you're looking right at the shower head. And the sound of the shower quickly fills the room all around you and amps up in volume. This plays out in a minute, but you do not, absolutely do not get this in the 5.1 version at all. It just sounds, the sound of the shower sounds exactly the same throughout the scene. In the DTS:X, it's the intensity, because your face is in that shower head, the intensity is that much greater, and it comes through. And your whole room, it's like your face is in a shower head, and the sound changes. And then at 47 minutes, 45 seconds, shower curtain, this one's getting three boxes of popcorn, because this is where Norman, or his mom, spoilers, didn't want to ruin anything for you, this is where the shower curtain gets ripped open. And it pans perfectly from center to the right side of the screen. You're probably going to have to watch this a couple of times. Probably didn't notice it the first time, because if you've never seen the movie, you didn't notice it. But pay attention. It really does. The pan is perfect. And the sound is perfect, too. The score ramps up, filling the room. But the shower actually gets louder as well. The intensity of the water gets louder as well. Marion's screams are crystal clear, perfect. The sounds of the stabbing knife, so much more dynamic than the 5.1 mix. It's an obvious iconic scene. We've seen it so many times. I've seen it on a black and white TV with one tiny speaker. We know the scene. But in this new DTS:X mix, it really brings out so much more audible detail. It's literally not there in the 5.1 mix. This is one, the picture is great too, but it just, the sound here is so good. It just feels so much more crisp and detailed and just way more dynamic. And it feels like a lot more work went into it for people like us to be able to experience it in a theater like this. And get that sound moving around the room in intensity. And like I said, it's all, you know, starts with that shower head at 47:13. And that's really, it's so simplified right there. In this scene here at 47:45, there's so much going on, but pay attention. The shower gets louder. Her screams, this, that. There's so much, the stabbing going on. There's so much going on, but everything is being ramped up with way more detail in it. Just awesome, awesome scene. That's why I gave it three boxes of popcorn. And speaking of three boxes of popcorn, up next at 48 minutes and 55 seconds, I called it Drain and I, and yep, it gets three boxes of popcorn, like I said. Another iconic scene that has really had new life breathed into it with the 4K HDR version here. 1080p looks so much softer, and it looked great. It just did. It looked fantastic. But now seeing the pores on Marion's face, more detail, the nice gradation of grays. In the blacks too, looking at the bottom of the drain and seeing that it felt like there was more detail there. Little pieces of dirt around the edges of the drain looked like they were more detailed compared to the 1080p version. They're there. It's just, it felt like there was more detail in the 4K version. It really did. It's just the shades of gray instead of, in the 1080p, you just go the black of the bottom of the drain, and then it shifts very quickly to the lighter colors. In the 4K version, you're getting some like pieces of gray dirt or whatever. It just looked more natural. The water looked better. Everything, her eye, the detail in her eye between the iris, the difference between the highlight, the little highlights, and then you could see how the iris opened up, or wasn't opened up, actually, because she's supposed to be dead. But just way more detail in this scene. And then we get a nice sound pan as we pull away from Marion's face and we're looking at all that nice detail. And the camera moves over to the hotel room, and it focuses in on the newspaper with the money in it. And listen to the shower. The shower moves from the front, the left, to the finally of the back of the room where we stare at the newspaper. Really, really cool. But lots of detail there. Another great scene to go back and forth between the 4K and the 1080p. Checking out the differences there. Really, really nice. All right, let's move along to 59 minutes even into the swamp. Two boxes of popcorn, so much nicer than the 1080p. And this is where Norman's sliding Marion's car into the swamp to sink down. But check out the detail in the shadows. Check out how many more blades of grass that you can see. Check out that as the car finally goes under, check out the bubbles, the ring of water around the roof of the car and the little bubbles. There's way more detail, way more bubbles there. This is one that I went back and forth, and I texted my wife when I was doing the review. I was like, you got to come see this. And she saw it too. Also, check out Norman. So the scene goes from looking at the car sinking, and then you're looking at Norman's face, especially when the car stops for a second and he's like, oh, okay. And he starts looking around. When you look at the 1080p version, his face looks good. He has nice highlights to it. And it just looks, I mean, it looks fine. But then when you go to the 4K version with the HDR, the highlights aren't as pronounced. And you might even think that the scene, it's not as bright, but it's not supposed to be, because you got to remember that this is early morning. The sun's just coming up. So it's kind of a little bit, it's probably still a little dark out. And the gradation across his face is way more natural. Even the scene leading up to this, when he first drives the car around, he gets in the car and he drives it around to the back of the hotel. The color, the lighting looks way more like early morning on the 4K version. The 1080p version, it could be the middle of the day. The car looks like a nice bright color. The chrome on the car is shining differently. It just doesn't look like the same time of day. And it, I mean, you really get back to the Monet paintings here. But this scene here in the swamp where we have the dark, it almost looks like a tar pit, the dark, murky water. And then even the noise of the bubbles of the car going under is like bloop. On the 1080p version, the 5.1 mix, they sounded a little tinny. They didn't sound as natural. On the DTS:X mix, it sounded way more natural, had a little more depth to those bubbles of bloop, bloop, little bit more instead of the bloom, bloom. And also the detail in color. I mean, this is a great... The reason I time-stamped it here is, I mean, check out the grass blades. You go between the two, and it's in the 1080p version. It just, there's some scenes that are just black over, you know, it just looks like, you know, it's grass, and it just looks like it's in deep shadow. But then in the 4K version with the HDR, that deep shadow, there are details that are brought out. There's a lot of gray grass growing in there. Very, very nice. Great scene to show as an example. Invite your friends over. Say, this is what HDR does. This is what HDR is. All right, let's move along to 1 hour, 12 minutes, 15 seconds. I call this drive off. It gets three boxes of popcorn because I couldn't wait to tell you guys about this one, because this has a great sound, a great pan, and... It encompasses that textbook Alfred Hitchcock storytelling. I just love it. So in this scene, Detective Abergast drives off, and much like he had earlier, a few minutes earlier, he had pulled up to the hotel, and that was all on the right. Apparently, you come off the highway, and everything comes from the right. Well, now he's driving off, and everything's off to the right. But the reason I stamped this one is because of how the scene is framed, too. So he drives off, and the car is off to the right, and you hear it pan off to the right perfectly, and it gets further away on the right. And that's all nice, but that's not why I gave it 3 boxes of popcorn. Why I gave it 3 boxes of popcorn is because, as fantastic as that is, it's like, I love how this is framed. It's like, Norman is on the right. He's standing there on the right. Picture looks beautiful, but that's not what this is about. The sound of the car driving is off to the right. And then Norman smiles at the end of the scene, in that wicked smile that he has, because everything is right. Because the detective never got to the left, which is where the house is. The car's on the right. The car sound is on the right. Norman's on the right. The house is on the left. Brilliant. I thought that was so cool. So funny. All right. If you're not laughing, I'm sorry. All right. Moving on to 1 hour, 17 minutes, 30 seconds down the stairs. Abergast is murdered and the sound is awesome. Obviously, the iconic sound is filling the room. But the subtle sounds of his footsteps going back down the stairs, you can hear him, you know, falling down the stairs one step at a time. It's way more pronounced than the 5.1 version. And the thump at the end when he lands on the floor, it's just more, it's fuller, it's deeper, just nicer thump at the end. And it's just a more dynamic. See, even hit, you can hear a scream a little bit more, the stab a little bit more, just a more dynamic scene, both visually and audibly. I mean, visually, the detail's so much better, you know, really letting you get absorbed into that, like, camera shot that Hitchcock used, the way he used the camera, that, like, almost fisheye, whatever it is. But I mean, you know the scene, but just him going, they used it, him coming up the stairs too, but then him going back down the stairs, the detail there is just so much better, really letting you get absorbed into that scene. Really, really cool. All right, moving on to 1 hour, 18 minutes, 50 seconds, windows, 2 boxes of popcorn. And this, again, this is about the HDR and a great, great example to show people. The 1080p Blu-ray has these bright windows behind, I think it's Caroline was her name. But anyways, it's like Sam Loomis and Caroline were talking, and then he leaves to go check on Abergast, and the camera shot, you're looking, it's a high contrast scene, but in the 1080p version, those windows are just like bright windows in the background. But in the 4K version, you can see a texture to the windows. It's almost like they're that special textured glass. Way more detail. There's way more detail in her face. There's way more. It's a high contrast scene. But in the 4K version with the HDR, there's details in the contrast. Just a huge difference. Just a great scene that is super evident. I don't care how long it takes you to change the disc out. I was able, with the Zapiti, I'm able to probably in under 20 seconds get from scene to scene, back and forth, just on the, you know, being able to go from the 1080p to the 4K version. Changing out a disc, unless you have dual disc players, might take you a little longer. But in this scene here, you're going to be able to tell the difference right away. It's a great, great scene. Again, moving on to 1 hour, 34 minutes, 50 seconds, footsteps, gets 1 box of popcorn. And this scene here is Sam and Caroline have just investigated a hotel room. And after investigating, they're leaving. They find a little piece of paper, whatever, and they come up with their scheme on how she's going to get up to the room. But anyways, she walks off to the right and Sam is looking off to the left. But listen to her footsteps. They're perfectly placed with her, like almost like you want to turn your head, because much like when Arbogast left off to the right, the sound faded perfectly. Well, Caroline's steps fade perfectly. Her footsteps fade away off to the right, actually pulling your attention in that direction. And I think that it was a nice touch, because what happens is if you're thinking about that, you're hearing that, your focus is going off to the right, it gives you a little bit extra of a jump scare when you see Norman pop up in the doorway when Sam walks by, because your attention might be off to the left a little bit. Not that it's a huge jump scare, but it's just a little something to pull you one way. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, there's Norman right there. And you're like, whoo, all right. Because it is a tense scene. They're trying to hide from him. I mean, he is a murderer. All right. Last scene. This is the scene. And this is, you know, 3 boxes of popcorn. So at 1 hour, 41 minutes, 15 seconds, Mrs. Bates. Yep, 3 boxes of popcorn. Like I said, another great example of HDR versus SDR. Starting the scene at 1 hour, 41 minutes and 15 seconds enables you to see Caroline's like journey into the basement as she makes her way down through on the 4K disc. There's this sense of depth, like that first room she walks through. It's almost like 3D. You can see stuff behind her. You can see stuff in front of her. In the 1080p version, the SDR, it just looks like it's all blacked out. And it just looks like she's walking through a dark room. It's just details in the shadows that you just don't get, on the Blu-ray. But then when she gets to Mrs. Bates, the lighting is dramatically different. There's way more gradation between the brights and the darks. When she spins around Mrs. Bates, check out that skull. The teeth are whiter, obviously, but on the Blu-ray, the decayed skull there's lines in the face, and there's more gradation or less gradation, and it looks just like black and white lines almost. Whereas in the HDR version, you can really see the teeth jump out at you a little bit more. And the grays around the skull, there's just more detail there. The Blu-ray is more of a high contrast. But high contrast isn't what HDR means. It's high contrast is like 300 shot at a high contrast. Like you go from black to white like that. The HDR means you go from black to white in the natural gradation that you should be getting. That's why I've been saying gradation throughout this podcast. Just so much that skull really evident. But then look at Caroline when she screams too, because at that point the light bulb is swinging back and forth, so it's changing the light in the room. On the 4K version, Caroline is closer to that light bulb, so her face is brighter in the background, in the grays in the wall, the gray concrete slab or concrete bricks, they have a different brightness. They're more subdued. In the SDR version, the Blu-ray, she is almost the same tone as the back wall. There's not as much difference between the brightness of her and the brightness in the back of the room. It just doesn't have that. She really kind of pops because in the HDR version, because you get that nice gradation in the background, there's more detail in that wall. In the same situation when Norm comes storming in and they're struggling and he pulls off his shirt, pulls open, Sam rips open the dress and you see the white shirt. You can actually see some buttons there. You can see the texture of the shirt. You could, the shirt in the SDR version, it's like bright. It's almost painful to your eyes. It's so bright, which it should be. It just looks like a high contrast scene. But in the 4K with the HDR, you get that nice, you can actually see it looks more natural. And the light moving back and forth. Check out the detail in the bricks behind them as they're struggling. Check out the shirt. Check out the dress, the detail in the dress. There's just so much more grays. There's so much more detail in there that just doesn't show up in the 1080p because it's just a higher contrast. It's just not capable of delivering the detail that we're getting. And it's just a beautifully rendered scene and obviously an iconic scene, but we've never, ever seen this detail. I don't even know if they saw this detail in 1960, to be honest with you. I'm going to end it on that. Like I said, this is the last scene because after this, we go in and it looks great, but we get the psychologist's breakdown, a textbook Hitchcock summarizing the entire movie, summarizing Norman. But I can't recommend enough that you should own both. Because, like I said, this podcast is about the sights, the sounds, the scenes, and it's stuff that we love to check out, and then we love to have somebody ask us, what does this mean? This owning both of these discs enables you to answer that question to your friends and family, like, really, what is HDR? This is the best way to do it, because to me, with a color movie, you can get, you know, you can get sidetracked by looking at the bright, beautiful colors. You can get sidetracked at this takes it down to a rudimentary level, which is your foundation of your picture. It's the black and white, the grays. This is what, when you're calibrating a picture, this is what you do first. If you can't get the blacks and whites right, you can't get anything right. So when you eliminate the color, it makes it really simple for people to be able to see the detail that you can get with HDR. And the Blu-ray was great and we loved it. I loved it. I loved it on this disc. I mean, this movie it's meant to be in black and white, obviously, but we didn't know any better. And now we do. And owning both discs, if you don't already own both discs, just own them. Because it shows you the big difference. So that's it for this week. It was a lot. And it was a lot of fun. It was so much fun going back and forth on this. Show your friends. Educate them on what HDR is. That'll do it for me. Thank you very much. Thank you to all my Patreon supporters. Thank you to all of my Twitter followers. Everybody on YouTube. If you haven't already hit subscribe, please do so. I really appreciate it. I'm approaching 400. On YouTube. That's pretty cool for me. I'm excited. But leave your comments, questions. You can email me at brightsidehometheater@gmail.com, or you can hit me up on Twitter at brightsidehT. I almost said _chat. That's my other podcast. You can hit me up there and we'll talk about it on Tuesday where the listeners take over Tuesday. So until then, have a great weekend, everybody. I will talk to you on Tuesday and go push play.
Hey Fred.
This has been a Hey Fred production with theme music by Jeff Bernhardt and Throne Vault Productions.